Welcome to a new episode of She's in a Pod. We just want to say thank you because our followers have absolutely flown over the past couple of weeks. So thank you so much for the support.
To everybody that has downloaded our new downloadable.
It's amazing.
So the downloadable is checklist for
brand entrepreneurs, creatives, entrepreneurs.
Branding a guide.
Even if you don't have a business, I actually downloaded it and I feel like it's also related good for personal branding.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
It doesn't have to be a business. It could just be your own personal brand. So yeah, check it out.
And it's free.
No excuses. So expect a lot more good, great, non-podcast content from us.
I liked what you captioned it, non-verbal content.
Oh, yeah.
That was quite a cute way to
non-verbal content. So, but yeah, we're here. We out here. How's everyone been?
We're good. We're waiting for outside to open up again.
Just to say, I'm Bianca, by the way, one of three of She's in a Pod.
And I'm Jenny.
And I'm Shadé or Shadé, whichever one floats your boat.
And this is She's in a Pod, the safe space for millennial women. So we're going to do something a bit different today.
I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah, so we asked you guys on our Instagram if you guys have any questions for us. And we said anything, and some of you guys really did ask us anything. So we've got like 10 questions each. I don't know if we'll have time to go through all of them. Hopefully we will. But if not, we'll just cut to the juicy ones if time is running out, guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, before we quickly go into it, just quickly, how's everyone doing?
Yeah, all good. All good.
Good. Happy. Going out to eat after this. So that's all I can think about.
It's and I'm food. Just,
I'm very excited. How are you? How's you guys? What's new?
Nothing much, really. Life as is, you know. Yeah, I just feel like now my diary's getting a lot more booked up and busier. And I'm just like, whoa, I'm getting a bit overwhelmed if I'm honest. But I'm not complaining because, you know, the world is opening up now.
Indoor restaurants our diaries are even going to get more busy.
We're in Novikov in a couple of weeks.
I can't wait. I've actually forgotten about that. I struggled to get that booking, guys. So
thank you so much.
I'd be grateful. I tried. Yeah, I think it's booked up till like end of the year. I'm not even joking. I genuinely could not get it. So I'm really looking forward to that. Actually,
I need to find what I'm going to wear. See, I was like the other day, what are you guys wearing?
I have not even thought about it, but it's coming soon.
Why? Practice in the house. Just like I had to practice in my space.
I thought you meant like for like maybe because you hurt yourself or something. I don't know why.
Charlotte was genuine because
I might as well have.
But we hope you guys are all good and enjoying now the outside world being open.
All
right, so let's get to these questions. Who is going first? Okay, so I'm asking Jen. I think I should go first.
Okay, cool.
So my first question for you is, I'm just going to pick.
Yeah, okay, so I don't even get to think about it. Okay, cool.
So what inspires you?
Deep question. So for me, definitely, what inspires me? So many things. But I guess the first thing that kind of came to my mind is kind of just like my family, my mom, how hard she works. And most of what I do is for her, it's for my family. So that kind of keeps me going. That's my drive, that's my fuel. And then obviously other people that I surround myself with over the past, even during lockdown, I've connected with so many people online and they all inspire me. They're all in different fields. So yeah, everyone. But firstly, my family.
Cool. Loved it. Okay, Bianca.
Oh, is it me? Okay.
I'll ask you a question for you.
Give it to me.
What advice would you give to your 15-year-old self?
Child, life gets hard. The advice would be... don't waste time trying to be something you're not.
Love that.
I'd say don't waste time because you have limited time on this earth. Just be your authentic self and the right people will come along. You attract the right people. I think that would probably be the core. Oh, save money.
Oh, save money, child.
That's one of the things that your parents would tell you, but you just be like, I beg. Like, honestly, it's not fun.
I'm gonna have a child. I'm gonna get them to practice saving money, even when they're teenagers. Even if it's £5 a week, anything. So yeah, I would say save money, and I would say that the core one would be about just being your true self. Don't waste time trying to be
something else.
You're not, or trying to attract the wrong people because you'll just attract the wrong people. And yeah, eventually. You're like, why did I waste all that time?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's what I would say.
Nice. Yeah. You next? Are you asking me a question?
No, it's a Jen. I'm asking you.
Oh, is it you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because
I was being
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so what's been your greatest achievement so far?
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's hard. Greatest achievement so far. I don't know if it's my greatest achievement, but I would say something that made me really proud was starting the BAME network at my old workplace.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And so, being the head of that. That was like, yeah, it was just an idea that I put forward because I didn't really see a group where BAME people, I know that term is a bit outdated and people don't really like that. So I'll just say where ethnic minorities could really be themselves and speak about the struggles that we face in work and how to deal with them and how to navigate the workplace. Yeah. So yeah,
it's good starting that conversation as well.
Well done to you. I feel like we need to big up each other more. I feel like we don't do it. Even though we know that we're all of it, but I feel like that's dope.
It's still nice to hear it.
Yeah,
exactly. So that was really good.
Okay, Jen, questions for you. What else could we do? How do you balance full-time work and your other businesses?
I don't balance.
That's a great question. And your speaking engagement, so let's add that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I always get asked this question, and the first thing I say is I really do struggle to balance at time.
Well, it looks like you're handling it very well.
Yes, because I don't show you guys behind the scenes, right?
You're melting down.
But I think for me, it's kind of keeping a diary of things, dates. Yeah. I've got the memory of a goldfish. I can't remember anything.
We know.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. But keeping a diary of things, prioritizing, I guess, especially, you know, as I still have a 9-to-5 and of course I've got other things
amazing
happening.
9-to-5.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you. So it is hard to struggle, to juggle both of them, but I think it's just about prioritizing and sometimes kind of saying to yourself, look, you're not superwoman. You can't do everything at once.
That's true.
This can be saved for a later day or for the next week. And it's just being realistic with yourself.
It's true. There's no award for superwoman, please. Like this whole superwoman narrative, please. Yeah.
Okay, next one. Shadow, you're asking me.
Yes. Okay, so what's your favorite brunch place in London?
Oh,
if you have one.
I don't have one. I've got many.
Multiple.
So brunch place. Okay, cool. So I don't think I've been. I love Eel and Calf.
I
love Eel and Calf.
So you guys need to bring me in to all these places.
Eel and Calf is amazing for pictures. Mm-hmm. I really do like Eel and Calf. They have locations, branches, but it's like one, isn't it? What's it called?
They have one in Park Lane.
One near Harrods. And there's a few, they have a couple. Okay. So I do love that. This is not brunch here, but it's going to sound really black me saying this. But there's a place in Croydon called Dutchie, and it's like
the best
Jamaican food you will ever taste in your whole life. Like, I've been to several Caribbean restaurants and takeaways, and that one is hands down. The service is terrible, but it's worth it. No, honestly,
at least you're being honest.
Exactly. I feel like with Caribbean restaurants, I expect the service to not be good.
That's takeaway, but for a restaurant, I expect to be a bit better service. You're waiting for a while, but when the food comes, you're like, you know what? I'll wait again because the food is amazing.
That's good then.
And then another place to brunch, I would probably say, have you guys been to Drunch as well? That's another.
I've heard of all these places, but I've never been there.
Drunch is really, it's like an Eel and Calf, kind of like Drunch, but they do shisha there and a few other things. Really nice Drunch. And they have a couple locations as well.
Okay.
I would say Brunch is,
cool. Make sure you write it down.
Yeah, write it down. Go to the Duchy first, trust me.
I'll
book.
Yeah, please. Day after recording or something, let's do it. Yeah, 100%.
Cool. Sade. So, what makes a great friendship?
Oh, lovely question.
I love that question, yeah. I think it was Podralan that asked that. Shout out, you sis. So, what makes a great friendship? It's so interesting, actually, that this question was asked because I've recently just had like a bit of a, not like an argument, just a bit of a deep conversation with one of my friends. So, what I found from that conversation, what I realized is that what makes a great friendship is honesty. Mm.
Yeah.
Honesty, don't lie about anything.
Even in the awkwardness.
Because it will get awkward, that you will have uncomfortable conversations. They will do things that you might not like and vice versa. Be honest. If I feel a type of way towards my friend, I'll tell them and vice versa. And be willing to receive that openly. Even if you don't agree, ask. They're your friend. They're not a stranger to you. Ask questions. So honesty. fun, I guess. Yeah, just have fun with your friends, you know, meet up, try and meet up regularly, try and speak to them constantly. And yeah, just checking in as well. Yeah,
communication is
key. Communication, exactly. It's all part of the communication.
It's just really
embarrassing. It is, it is, because I feel like we're all at the age now. So 26, where we've got our bills, we've got our jobs, people are looking for new jobs, we've got all of this going on. Some people are in relationships, some people are coming out of relationships. All of us are going through something. So I feel like really being there for your friend is so important. That's what I would say.
Cool. That was lovely.
This is my turn to ask Jen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do let's see. Okay, this is a funny little one. If you had to eat the same meal every day, what would you choose and why?
The same meal every day. God, I'm gonna sound so unhealthy right now. Chicken and chips, maybe.
Oh my gosh,
chicken and chips.
I would say jollof.
Jollof. Every day, Caribbean, every day, you know.
Maybe like jollof and jerk. Just jerk chicken, like
every single day.
Every day.
No. Mine would be white rice and stew, probably.
White rice and stew.
I hear that. I hear that.
Simple.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's simple.
Easy to make as well. Cool, that's... Yeah. Oh, so you said, what did you say? Chicken and chips?
Chicken and chips. Fair enough. The chips would make me sick after a while.
What kind of chips though? Do you like fat chips or fries?
Fat chips.
Oh, I hate fat chips.
Really?
Yeah, I love fries on my face.
No, but do you know what I really... I like the ones that you make from scratch, like the potato ones.
They're never really nice for me. They don't come out crispy. Like, they taste potato-y. I like
McDonald's chips are just...
Yeah, McDonald's chips are the best ones. I love fries. But KFCs are dead. Right, Bianca.
Yeah, girl.
What's a hobby that you'd love to take up, whether it's realistic or not?
Well, I just took up skating, guys.
Tell us a bit about that.
I don't know, I've seen more and more on Instagram now, like, you know, you see the people in their house like just skating and doing all these
doing all the cool moves,
and I'm like, I just really want to learn, it's something I'd want to do. And then even just seeing outdoor events and just seeing like beautiful black people just vibes, it looks dope. But I was like, so I got me some skates. I got some cheap beginner ones, because I was like, now I'm going to mash them up a full, like 100 times. So I got some good skates and I've been practicing, and I'm going to try and go to a few events over the summer.
And I'm going
to
join you
as well. Yes, Sade's trying to be still, she's not joining us,
I don't like pain, guys. I don't like...
Pain is game.
There's different types of skates. And you can get the four-wheeled ones.
Yeah, you can.
But that's what Bianca has.
But
she's
also fell. You can wear protective gear. Like, even my best friend Casey, she had like, she wears at least the elbows when she's practicing.
Okay.
And the ones in her hands.
Fair enough.
So fine, it'll be fun.
True, because I do want to start doing stuff out of my comfort zone. Because that is not what I usually do.
It's not just about the skating, it's about just doing something different. So yeah, that's what I've taken up. One thing I would love to also probably take up is learning how to play guitar. I've always wanted to play guitar. Like, it's my favorite instrument.
Okay.
My boyfriend can play it. Sometimes it's serenades.
But you might have nails.
Do you know what?
Forget the guitar. No more nails for Bianca.
Even now it feels weird. Forget the guitar.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Okay. Oh, your next name. You're asking your name, right?
Yes.
Oh,
let's
that
see,
came around
let's
quick.
See.
I know.
What's one thing you're looking forward to post lockdown? So now we're coming out. Probably by the time this comes out, we'll be free to go forever, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, true.
Yeah, 21st of June.
No, 17th, but
I'm sure the 21st of June
21st of June is the one that's the everything.
Okay, fair enough.
But 21st of May or
17th of Monday, even the rest of all that stuff.
Yeah, true. What's one thing I'm looking forward to? Honestly, guys, I really don't go out that much. So it's nothing fun. I would say indoor restaurants, because... the whole outdoor thing is not for me. But yeah, going out to eat, I love going out to eat. And Motives, I just like, going to Motives guilt-free, so I can post and no one be like, why are you so social distancing? You know, the social distancing police. Because my idea of fun is intimate Motives, like games nights, drink nights, gatherings. That's my idea of fun. So yeah, just more of those, guilt-free, I guess.
Yeah.
Dope.
I don't know if I'll have the energy.
That's the thing.
We went out, not out. It was social distance, right? You know, we went out, right?
What are you talking about? Where did we go?
We went to
her thing. Oh, to my
your thing.
Oh, yeah. I was like, where's that? Oh,
okay, that's maybe my
Charlotte's game's going
like, out. Yeah,
it's going
out.
And I remember you were tired,
but even I was tired. So I don't know if I have that stamina.
Yeah, and you had a long day before that.
Before everything, really, man, I haven't even got the full rim of this lockdown because I was partially in Ghana,
yeah,
right?
True.
But I was like, I'm gonna say yes to everything. Yeah. Everyone invited me everywhere.
God. Bro, when it
I'm
comes
saying
to
no
it,
already. I'm like, nah, babes.
Do you know what? I don't know if it's old age or if it's just
that.
But
I'm,
genuinely,
but you know what it is? If not, I'm at that age, mate. When I go out, especially in the evening, I need a whole day to recover.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And then I can't do that weekend.
Yeah, no,
I can't do that anymore.
Like the back to back motives every day. I genuinely, even me, I was tired and people didn't want to leave. I was just like,
okay. Let's do juicy now. Let's do
all
juicy.
Right. Ooh, okay, let's bite into
so,
it.
So, how's your love life, Jen?
Okay.
How is your love life?
All right. People want to know. It's non-existent. Okay. What can I say? It's just not there. I guess maybe I haven't been going out much and whatnot, but it's not there, guys.
Dating
like,
apps?
No, I'm not going on dating apps.
Okay, fair enough.
Would you join them again?
I just can't. I did before. I was on it before, like, maybe at the beginning of lockdown, actually.
Okay.
But I just can't be bothered to be talking to so many people at the same time, introducing myself again. Oh, what colour do you like? What do you do? It's too much for me. So right now, I'm just kind of focusing on me. Obviously, I'm still open, but I'm not looking.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to be found.
That's
I
it,
love
girl.
That.
That's it, girl.
I,
like,
that's
it,
I love
girl.
That. Please, that's not cringe.
That's what
you
want.
That's what
should
happen.
That's it, though.
So,
that's
we'll see. Pray for me, guys.
Cool.
Oh,
I'm asking Christian. Okay.
Oh wait, no, wait.
Did you ask me that question?
Oh yeah, so yeah.
So I'm asking Bianca a question now. Juicy. Okay, so are you sexually active with your partner?
The people them nosy. The people them nosy.
Are you sexually active?
Okay,
now,
so
the thing is, sexually active could really mean a lot of things. So however you want to interpret
that's
it,
true. However you
could
want
but
to
I was including anything sexual.
Yeah.
So there's layers in it because technically we're living in a different country.
Yeah.
So
However,
I had to ask my boyfriend before I did this because it's not just my business. I'm telling you, and whoever you are, you're nosy. Go read a book. but yes, I am sexually active with my boyfriend. We were sexually active when I was in Ghana, and you know, now we're here trying to make things work.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
That must be so nice.
That
must be hard. I'm not gonna lie.
It must be hard. It's hard, but
especially when you have been and then you just.
But do you know what? It gives us opportunity to. One thing about long distance, the silver lining is I always try to see the silver lining in things that are hard. Is that it really gives us the space to really work on things that, like, I thought are even more important than, as much as, like, being having that physical chemistry is important, I do think, you know, communication, like, our communication is on T, and I try to make sure that I'm open to making sure that if I don't like something, I say, I don't hold it in. So it gives you the opportunity to be more forthcoming in other areas.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are sexually active. Hey, boo.
Okay.
Now you know.
Hey, boo.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Oh, Jen.
Okay, cool.
I don't think I have juicy questions, but good luck.
I might have to think of one.
No, it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what? We'll ask about our love life. So
no,
oh,
yeah. No, I'm going to think of one for you.
I genuinely don't have any juicy ones, but yeah, Jen, good
I'm
luck.
Think of one.
Okay, I mean, this is more of a deep one.
Mm-hmm.
Shade, are you truly happy? So I don't know why I said it like that. Sorry.
My God,
like I was
truly
acting.
Happy.
My God, it's like Oprah. Were you silenced or silenced?
Oh my gosh, yeah. She was probably so proud of that.
Isn't it?
Am I truly happy? That is such a good question.
It is.
So sometimes I feel like I am, but then deep down, I feel like I'm always constantly worrying about something.
Yep. Anxious.
Okay.
Always.
So you're
always,
never like always. Resting.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm ever like, just like, oh my gosh, life is just amazing. I'm just so happy. I feel like there's always something lingering, you know.
Yeah.
If it's not a health thing, then it's work.
Yep.
If it's not work, then it's money. If it's not money, then it's the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's annoying
it's
that.
It's adulting. It's a ripoff.
It's adulting.
It's a ripoff.
It's a ripoff.
I swear, because there's always something constantly niggling.
Yeah.
No matter how small, there's always something. So, I mean, I would say at the moment, life is good. You know, I can't complain. I have what I need.
Yeah.
I have a good relationship with God. You know, things are going well. Of course, there are certain aspects where I'm just like, oh, you know, I wish this could happen or why is this happening? But all in all, I would say
grateful
I'm grateful for life right now, honestly. Like, life is good.
Life is good.
Life is good. Truly happy. That's the answer. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. It's not.
I actually think there's a difference between joy and happiness. I think joy is more a choice. Happiness can come and go. Do you know what I mean?
Very
based
fleeting.
On circumstances.
Yes.
Whereas joy, I think that's something, a choice you make to, despite you have that. That, you know what I mean, within you, mm-hmm. grateful for life. But yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
So this is more of an advice question, Jen. So this is for you. She says, "Hi, I'm from Zambia. Hey, Zambia.
Hey,
wherever you well,
hey girl. Yeah,
hi from Zambia. I just got out of a toxic relationship. Is it right to get another boyfriend now?
Oh,
girl, the way you could get a new boyfriend like that.
Yeah,
teach me your ways.
It's all right for you to get. Do you know what I think?
Wait, guys, I just need a side note. By while we were doing this episode, I booked us the Duchy 12th of June at 3:30 after we recorded the next episode.
Right, girl. I love that. That was quick. That's cool.
Let me just check my diary real quick.
Thank you.
3:30. It's after we recorded the episode.
Thank you so much. I know, I love that. Let me put it in my diary right now. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so.
Is it right?
I mean, obviously it's up to you, but I would recommend kind of taking that break to, you know, heal, look after yourself, figure out what it is that you want. Don't rush into things, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think there's no linear way of doing things. I think if you truly like this person and you feel like you connect, then perhaps, but take it slow. Take it slow. There is no need to rush, especially if you've just come out of a toxic relationship. There might be some things that you still need to work on within yourself, and you don't want to project that onto the next person that you meet, right?
100.
So yeah, just take it easy, take it slow. It doesn't mean you should stop talking to this new person, and then also explain to them, if you're comfortable doing so, and hopefully you would be, explain to them like where you're coming from and why you need that time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that kind of would be my
That's advice. A good answer.
Yeah, that is a really good answer.
Hope that helps.
Yeah. Let us know if that helps, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bianca.
Wait, no. Jen, you're asking Sade.
Oh, have you just answered? Oh, yeah, you have just answered one.
Guys, also, I'm so bad at this. It's
fine. Right. I've been ticking off all the ones that I've...
Oh, good. That is smart, I'm just having man. It on my thing.
Okay, smart. So... What can I ask you? So...
You could ask one on top of your head as well. Since, you know,
just see what.
You didn't get any juicy questions.
What's a juicy one I could ask you? Actually, do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to ask you this for myself. And I think there's also a lot of people. I think after we did the virginity episode, I got quite a few questions about, you know, how do I feel about not being in a relationship, waiting? I think people in similar situations as well. So maybe for the both of you, when before you guys were in a relationship, like, did you ever feel like, oh my gosh, when is my time going to come? You know, or were you actively looking?
When you say time is
before you were in a relationship,
so nothing to do with sex, just in general.
Like, just in general. Like, did you ever like what? How did you cope with that? Because
do
you know what? As much
single.
As I joke about this, you know, sometimes it's hard. It's like, you know, when will it happen?
Yeah,
and of course, like you don't want to put an age on it, but you know, we're women. There is a body clock, and that's a fact. 100%. It's biological.
Yeah.
So did you guys have that in mind beforehand, or were you guys like,
great question. So there were points. So I got out of my previous relationship in 2018, I think. 2018. So was single for the rest of 2018, the whole of 2019.
Summer of 2020.
And the summer of 2020. Yeah, exactly. Like 3-4 months. Yeah. Actually 6 months, 2020. But yeah, so I wasn't like, do you know what? I think because I had not options.
I know.
Had
options. Just say it.
People
say
that I would talk to and stuff like that. Yeah.
So there were people that I was like talking to. Some, it was just like, And then I just felt like, also, I feel like most girls have this where there's this one person who they always
pop up.
No matter what. Yeah, like it could be 10 years down the line, they will still always kind of be there. So I do have a couple of those. So like,
oh, you did have a couple.
I did.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Disclaimer. I did. Absolutely not now. But I did. Sorry. I didn't even register. But so I wasn't really like, worried, but I was kind of just a bit nervous, like, I wonder when I'm actually going to meet the one. How will I know if they are the one? How do I know that I'm not just wasting my time talking to this person? Yeah, like, I did kind of have those thoughts. But, like, the way it how it happened in my current relationship was just so random that I'm just like, that's why I genuinely believe that it can happen. It will happen at for anyone. It can happen at any time. But yes, as women, we will ask ourselves questions.
100%.
You know, there's women around me at the moment that are, you know, at my age, maybe a bit older, that just kind of feel that men have stopped approaching them as much, that there's a bit of a pause and that men are starting to prefer young girls for whatever reason. So I definitely think that as you get older, what did I say? As you get older?
I thought that I was like the Yoruba was coming out in the
middle. Why did you guys not correct me?
I wanted to let it slide.
As you get older, no, because I was going to say harder and older at the same time. So yeah, as you get older, I feel like it does get slightly harder just because the pool of serious men at that age, they're either taken or they have children or there's just something, always something. But it's not impossible. But yes, I get why, you know, you would feel a type of way, because I did question myself a lot.
It happens to everyone differently.
It does.
You know what I mean? I mean, I was 27 when I got into a relationship. Because I'm the oldest here. So I think, Charlie got into a relationship last year and you would have been, what, 25 at the time?
Oh, 26. I was 25. Yeah.
Oh, 25, so 25 at the time.
No, I was 25.
Yeah, you're 25.
Wait, I just turned 26 in November.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, you were.
I was 25, yeah.
25 at the time. And I was 27. So. And then sometimes we kind of look at other people and you don't realise that it's happening at different stages.
Yeah.
So at Jen's age, and even at Charlotte's age, I was still single. Do you know what I mean? The last relationship I had ended when I was just about 24. So I was single for like 3 years. Obviously, again, I had little people that I was dating and talking to and stuff like that. But no, it does get harder. I think towards me being in a relationship and getting into that space, I kind of had this, if I'm single, I'm single. You know how I was talking.
I
genuinely was okay. I was being okay with that. And I think I was like, like, there's other things to life. And of course, companionship is important and it means something and you feel it, especially when you see everyone else in their thing. But I really wanted to hone in and give all my, don't not waste my energy thinking about what I don't have.
And that reminds me of what Azariah said. You remember? She only just got into relationship when she's like 30.
She's 31 or something.
Yeah. So, you know, it really does happen. A lady in my church, she's been single for a while. She's, I think, maybe 33-ish and just got engaged. Okay. So it can happen. Anytime, you know, it really, really can happen.
Just focus your energy on what you do have and what you can, because you're going to waste a lot of time. But what I will say is what Charlotte said, it can happen at any time.
And it mostly happens when
it's unexpected as well, when you're not looking.
Random.
Yeah, I hear that quite a lot.
So that's what I'll say. Just live your life.
So there's hope, guys.
Of course there is.
So it's my turn to ask Jen now, right? So,
yeah.
Okay, let's do, because maybe we could do that, maybe one or two more questions each time. So let's see what we can do for you. Do you think, no, actually, this is for you as well. What's your greatest achievement so far? What's been your greatest achievement, Jen?
What's my greatest achievement? Do you know what? I'm going to say my confidence.
Yes.
I will say my confidence.
I love that.
That's amazing.
I think over the past year, even before that, even starting the podcast, I'm sure you guys, you know, hopefully you would have seen our previous episodes, but
the evolution.
I just feel like I kind of grown into my own person, my confidence, being able to speak out and articulate. Oh God, wow. Articulate myself.
Blunders today.
And also kind of like putting myself in spaces where I do want to go into, but because of my self-esteem, I always shied away from that. So now I'm starting to do more speaking engagements, even though I'm really, really scared. But I'm just pushing myself because I know that once I'm on the other side, I'll be looking back at like my journey. And it's something I really enjoy as well. So at work, podcasts, the other things that I do, I think confidence has definitely been the key.
That's a really good answer. I like that.
And funny enough, my next question for you, Bianca, I was going to ask that as well. I think that's a really nice question for us all to answer. So yeah, what's been your greatest achievement so far in your 27 years?
Put your face like that, man.
28 years.
28 and a half.
What? You've achieved a lot.
I think I've said this before. Honestly, it's nothing like major, but I just think it's living life every day.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. And I say that especially in context to after my mom passed away. Because it's just hard. Like, grieving is very hard. Like, I'll give context. Even the other day, this is like last week, this is like a normal day in grieving. I was watching a film, a series on Netflix, this thing called Jupiter's Legacy. It's like a new thing on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Superhero thing with my boyfriend. And there was a scene where the character needed like a certain item, but the item was buried with their dad. So they like went to get dig up their body that was buried, and they showed like the body, and it had like maggots coming out.
Oh,
and I just went like that, because for me, I don't like gory bloody stuff anyways.
Yeah.
So initially I was laughing because I was like, oh my God, and my boyfriend was laughing at me. Because I just hate stuff like that. I can't take looking at it. But then I literally, my mind went to my mom. Because I was like, oh my God, what if my mom looks like that? Like, do you know what I'm saying? And I just started crying. Like, I started crying. And he paused it. And he was just like, I didn't even say anything. He was like, I know. I know. And I just, that's literally a normal day. Anytime you could be literally out. I've been with you guys and I see a trigger. It could be a colour that my mom wore. And you're like, oh my gosh. And you have to. And I thought that was just me until I've spoken to other friends that have lost. And they say it's the same thing. So I think just getting up every day and be like, okay, yesterday was crappy or it was, but you know what?
You still having
the want and need to accomplish things in life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That to me is like, it's an achievement that's ongoing. It will never finish until the day I leave this earth. So I think that's it. Yeah.
Honestly, living life every day is an achievement.
That's it. No, honestly, it really is. Yeah. Definitely. So, you're next. So ask Josh, Shade.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff's obviously lost.
I know.
Okay, look.
So,
for Shade, there you go.
Thanks. I'll ask this question and maybe a follow up. It says, girl, why are you so pretty?
It's cute. Thank you.
But like, how has, you know, how have you felt? Like, I know you've spoken about this on the pod as well, like with your skin and everything. Like, how have you been in regards to that in the past couple of months?
Yeah.
You're glowing, by the way. Your skin is glowing.
Oh, thank you.
It's not the makeup.
Getting there. Okay. Thanks. It's getting there. I'll speak in terms of beauty, then I'll go to skin. Yeah. So, in terms of just beauty looks and all of that, when I had during my last period, I think it was my last period, like last month, there was one evening I was just crying my eyes out. I literally looked at myself in the mirror and I was just like, I hate my figure. Like, I was just so. I remember I like put my phone on DND. Sam was trying to call me. He was like, what's wrong? I was trying to articulate, but you know, like, they don't get it. He'll just like, Shade, like, stop comparing. Like, just give me encouraging words. But I'm just like, this is not helping. But
side note, I want to say this. You look amazing right now. Like, honestly, Shade.
Thank you. Trust me, it's what you, I don't think, when I point out, like, my experience, people may not see, but it's not something you will just
see. I get that. We can have that.
So I think it's just, so honestly, I have my days. It's a journey, man. Mm-hmm. The whole, like, self-confidence, self-love is a journey because, and you really, really, really have to believe it within yourself. Yeah. I definitely think, obviously, when you're on your period, the emotions are a lot more, like we've spoken about.
They're heightened.
Definitely heightened. But, it's a journey every day.
I think, just kind of follow up, because I was going to actually ask a question for you, Shade, earlier, but it's kind of in context to this, actually. I know we want to wrap up, so maybe we'll do one more question each after this. But, like, what's been one of the greatest things you've learned about yourself since being in a relationship? And I'm saying that I'm also, but like, how do you deal with when your partner is telling you that they love you and they accept you for who you are, but you got like, how do you deal with that? Because for me, it's a challenge. I'm like, why do you like me? Why do you love me? And so, because I can't love my, just what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
no, that's a great question.
Double kind of layered question. Like,
what have I learned about myself? Do you know what? I've learned that I love being submissive.
Okay.
Yes, I've learned that I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy, Like when I'm around his house, I enjoy cooking for him, cleaning. I just enjoy it. He doesn't tell me to at all. Yeah, I generally, I'm like, babe, what do you want to eat when you come back from work? Like,
that's
I
because enjoy, you love it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you enjoy doing that because you love the person.
Exactly. So I genuinely enjoy service like that in that way.
That's
what I enjoy. So I've actually learned that about myself.
Yeah.
Oh, I've learned that I'm really not a good listener, which is, and it annoys him so much. And I know I need to work on it. So like sometimes you might be talking and I'm scrolling and then he'll like be like, Shade. And then and then I haven't really heard what he said because what he said might elicit a response and I haven't responded.
It's just airtime.
It's just like Shannon, this is so annoying. So I've learned that as well, which I'm working on actively.
Yeah.
And then the second question was about
like, how do you deal with when someone accepts you for who you are but you can't?
Sometimes, I genuinely ask myself, like, what does he like? There are so many other buff girls with figures that are. I remember during my whole skin thing, and this is now relating back to your question, I was just like, be honest. I remember asking, be honest, do you wish you had a girl with like clear skin?
Wow.
He was like, Shade, maybe if I was in like secondary school or like college, then I would have been like, oh, like, why does my girl have skin like this? Like, maybe when I was younger, but now like I can see way past that. Like, I'm not. That's like, it's way more than your skin.
Exactly.
So, and that was a big deal for me because I just thought, like, wow, like he's actually still in love
it was
an interesting one, but
keeper. One more question each, time. So Jennifer, the last one is just a quick fun one. Your dream celebrity date.
Idris Elba.
And then question for you, Bianca. Okay, this is a light-hearted one. What's something you thought you would miss in lockdown but you actually didn't?
One thing I'd miss in lockdown, but I did. Doing my makeup. Oh gosh.
Yes.
It's such a chore now. Like,
it's a lot.
When you do your makeup, music or TV show, what do you have in the background?
TV show. I have Netflix on.
Me too.
Yeah,
I have music on. For me.
Okay. Sometimes if I'm going out, I'll play music. Like if I'm going out for a night or there's going to be drinks, I'll play some music to gas me up.
Happy
but normally it's Netflix, Big Bang Theory.
I was watching Snowfall today when I did my makeup.
So last question.
Oh yes,
okay, so last question. So what can we ask? I think you asked this to Bianca as well, but what would you say to your younger self?
Love that one. What I'll say to my younger self, compare yourself to yourself. You're in your own lane. You are beautiful. No matter what society tells you, no matter if a million people around you all had the same body shape and you were completely different, you are still beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Use that uniqueness to your advantage. Everyone's the same. It's boring.
Literally. It's true. Stand out. Invest. From early. Invest. If you don't know how to invest, ask your mum and dad. That's what I'll say to my youngest.
They may not know, so ask someone.
Google, YouTube, educate yourself about it. Absolutely, invest.
Yeah.
Invest.
And that's not just financially, but like invest in yourself.
In yourself too. So like, getting qualifications.
All that
traveling,
because kind of
that's investing in yourself.
As much as you can. But yeah, that was fun, guys.
That was so fun.
Thanks for all your questions.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And we will see you in another 2 weeks for another episode. Make sure you
leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And share, like, if you haven't listened to the latest episode, last episode of Millie Gooch, please do. She shared her journey about being abstinent from alcohol and completely really cutting it out of her life.
So, guys, love you. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Cool.
Thanks, Brie.
Thank you so much.